BBC News with Jonathan Izard. President Trump has told America's NATO allies they must increase their defence spending to what he described as the bare minimum of 2% of GDP. Addressing alliance leaders in Brussels, Mr. Trump said only five of its 28 members were meeting what he said were their financial obligations. Mr. Trump says he's deeply troubled by alleged US leaks about the British investigation into Monday's attack in Manchester. A spokesperson for the British Prime Minister, Theresa May, said she had raised the matter with President Trump. The US military says an investigation has found that more than 100 civilians in the Iraqi city of Mosul were killed during a US bomb strike in March. The investigation confirmed that the airstrike inadvertently triggered a secondary explosion of IS explosives. An appeals court in the United States has upheld the suspension of President Trump's travel ban targeting six mainly Muslim countries. The court ruled in a majority decision that it was likely the ban was unconstitutional. The judges also said it appeared to have more to do with banning Muslims from the United States than protecting national security. Five policemen have been killed in a roadside bomb in Kenya the day after nine others died in similar incidents. The Islamist group Al-Shabaab said it carried out all three attacks, which occurred near the border with Somalia. The Brazilian president has recalled troops less than 24 hours after they were deployed in the capital to protect official buildings. Michel Temer ordered the deployment after protesters smashed their way into government ministries, demanding that he step down. He's facing impeachment calls over corruption allegations. The oil exporters group OPEC and other producers led by Russia have agreed to extend output cuts until March next year in an effort to push up prices. A decision to curb production 5 months ago failed to have that effect. And a former Greek prime minister has been injured by an explosion inside a car in Athens. The lives of Lukas Papademos and his driver are not believed to be in danger. BBC News.